Here's first down play by the Hornets. Hand off to Mason Hayward at midfield. He crosses midfield, picks up the first down as he is brought down at the Cameron 44-yard line. Actually, he's going to be close to the first down where they're marking it. Right. Tackle made by Tristan Mike Ellis and Seth Wetzel. And they did indeed go ahead and give him the first down, and they have moved the chains. The Hornets, with the change in quarters, is now their offense is now moving right to left on your radio dial, trying to make their way to the north end zone for the first score of the night, as both teams are knotted up at zero at the moment. Snyder under center. Baker and Ross split in the backfield. Ross gets the call. Ross dives forward for a few more yards, brought down at the 41-yard line. A gain of three. It'll be third and seven. Joe Bryant on the tackle for the Cameron defense.
Gain of about three. It's going to bring up second down and seven.
Just underway here in the second quarter. 11 minutes remain. 0-0 the score. Second and seven. Chilligotti has the ball at the Cameron 41. Snyder hands off to Hayward. Hayward hands off to Baker in a reverse. He's crossed the 40. The 35. He's still on his feet. Spins at the 30. Continues to cut and get down to the 25-yard line of Cameron. A first down picked up by the Hornets. Colby Gerber and Tyler Gerber were in on the tackle for Cameron's defense, but beautifully executed reverse out of the backfield for the Hornet offense.
We have a first down and 10 at the 25-yard line of Cameron. As we're just into the second quarter here, as there's no score.
Snyder and his Hornet offense, first and 10 at the Cameron 25. Hayward goes in motion to the right out of the backfield, pitches back to Ross. Ross is immediately swarmed as he goes off left tackle, and he's brought down after a gain of two by Matthew Simmons.
Gain of a yard, maybe. As Kate Snyder's over here getting the play from Coach Willard.
Hey, Butch, didn't the scoreboard used to be down here at the north? It's now down at the south.
Yeah, they moved it. Yeah,
I thought about that.
I keep looking down there. We're creatures of habit, aren't we?
Yes. Baker flanked wide to the left. Ross is going to meet him out there as he goes in motion to the left out of the backfield. Handoff goes to Hayward, running around the left side as hard as he could. He's brought down out of bounds by Justin Gans near the Cameron 15-yard line. They're going to mark it at the Cameron 16. He's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
It's going to be third down here.
Third and one for the Hornets. Snyder comes from the sidelines. The ball's sitting on the west hash mark closest to the Hornets sidelines. Hornets come up the line with 10 seconds remaining. Baker is flanked tight to the left. Ross and Hayward split in the backfield. Quarterback sneak again by Snyder, and it appears as though he's picked it up as they're going to mark him at about the 14-yard line. Tackle made by Joe Bryant once again from his nose tackle position.
Big first down there by the Hornets. Keep this drive alive. That's the fourth first down of this series. Chillicothe started with the ball at their own 35-yard line. They've got it down to the 15-yard line, I guess maybe the 14-yard line of Cameron.
Chillicothe can get to, if they can get to the Cameron 4, they can pick up another first down if they want. Here's Ross with the handoff. Ross goes off right tackle, gets a nice hole, gets down to near the 10-yard line and is pushed back. Finally, the whistles are blown. Colby Gerber leading the charge for the Dragon defense. They're going to mark this ball just outside the Cameron 10-yard line. We've got 9 minutes remaining here in the second quarter, 0-0 the score. Coming into the ball game is Eric Davis. He replaces Alex Barnes, who appears to be sick over on the sidelines. Hayward wide to the left, Garcia wide to the right. Back to pass goes Snyder, looking for Garcia, who has two touchdown catches on the season. He catches this one for a touchdown. Good throw there by Cade Snyder, his third touchdown of his Hornet career. and of the season, and it's to Tyler Garcia, who has caught his third touchdown pass of the season and for his career. With 8:35 remaining in the second quarter, it's now Chillicothe 6, Cameron 0. Willard in to attempt the point after. Here's the kick. It's up, and it is good. Willard 9 for 10 on the season in extra point attempts. And the score now is 7-0, Chillicothe on top of Cameron here in Cameron, Missouri. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. 8:35 remains in the second quarter here in Cameron, Missouri. The 76th meeting between these two schools in football, and Chillicothe leads it 7-0 on a Cade Snyder touchdown pass to Tyler Garcia. I stand corrected. That was the third touchdown pass of the season for Snyder, his fourth of his Hornet career. And Tyler Garcia, Butch, he is having a season, a great season. Entering tonight's game, he had caught 5 passes for 73 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's caught at least one pass in each game this season, and he's caught 3 touchdown passes in now 4 games. So he is hot from the receiver position for these Hornets. Wagner Chapman in to kick it off from the south 40-yard line. Here's the kickoff. This one's on the ground. It's going to be rolling, rolling, rolling. Cameron's going to let it roll all the way into the end zone for a touchback. Kind of the Keystone Cops there trying to figure out who's going to pick up that hot potato, and they smartly let it go into the end zone.
Yeah, it's a live ball, though, all the time it's rolling around like that. It'd take it a real speedster to get down here to it.
All right, Cameron on offense once again. They haven't been in our end of the field yet, have they, Butch?
No.
Cameron yet to get out of their own end of the field offensively. 2 wide receivers set to the left. That's Gordon Tanner and Mike Ellis. And Britt Schaefer brings down Erickson in the backfield for a loss. Flag comes out, though, at the line of scrimmage. Schaefer tackled him back at the 17-yard line for a 3-yard loss. Let's see what the call is here.
Hopefully it's against Cameron.
Continuing to discuss matters are the referees. They're waving the penalty off. No penalty. So the tackle for a loss of Erickson stands for this Hornet defense.
That's the closest thing we've had to a sack this season, isn't it?
Well, we had a sack just a few minutes ago.
That's what I'm That's right, we did. We did. Okay.
All right, here's Shanks under center. High and over this defense. 4 down linemen for the Hornets. Mike Ellis wide to the right. Handoff goes to Erickson. Erickson not going much of anywhere as he's brought down, still short of the 20-yard line. He might have picked up 1 yard, nothing more. Walker Graves leading the charge for the Hornet defense.
We need big third down right here, Mark. It's third down and a long 10, 11, let's call it.
Hornets,
they needs to stop them right here and get the football back.
This Hornet team is salivating right now, wanting to stop this Cameron offense once again. Erickson gets the call. Erickson met in the backfield. Ross was there. Number 56 was there. Bradley Mogier, and Erickson is stopped cold, unable to get up to the 20-yard line, which was the original line of scrimmage when this drive began. And again, Cameron is in punting situation. Munson and Hayward are back deep to receive the punt from Tanner Gordon.
A good place to block a punt.
Gordon standing back at his own 2-yard line. He gets a clean snap, gets it away cleanly. A high end over end kick that's going to be fair caught by Hayward at the 50-yard line. And now a flag comes in near the Hornet sidelines, thrown near the 50-yard line as the sideline judge or backfield judge must have saw something there. Let's see.
You're talking it over here. I have no idea what that could have been.
Mason did a good job showing he wanted to be fair catch there.
It looks like it's against the Hornets because the Hornets are moving the wrong way.
Block in the back is what the referee's telling Coach Phil Willard below us. Block in the back on the receiving end for the Hornets there. So that will put the Chillicothe offense back at about their 38-yard line here, where they will start first and 10. Actually, it'll be the 40-yard line of Chillicothe, where the Hornet offense will start once again. They lead it, does the Hornets, here on the road over to the Cameron Dragons, 7-0 with 6:59 remaining in the first half. Hayward flanked tight to the right. Handoff goes to Ross. Ross has some room around the right side. Ross crosses the 45, crosses the 15, is brought down at the 49 of Cameron by Colby Gerber and Tyler Gerber.
Big first down there as Chillicothe gets the ball to the 50-yard line, just a little bit beyond it. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Chillicothe leads 7-0, and they've got the football.
Hornets quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Handoff goes to Ross, and Ross is brought down in the backfield, but there is a flag that came in right as Ross hit the turf, tackled by number 76, Butch.
As
that
quick as
Tyler
he got hurt, I would think that's against Cameron, but it's not.
Illegal procedure, the call against the Hornet offense.
I thought somebody got through the line there ahead of time for Cameron, but that's not what it is.
I was thinking the same thing, Butch.
It's a procedure call against the Hornets.
So two penalties already on this drive for Chillicothe. 6:28 remains, second quarter, 7-0 the score. Chillicothe leads it.